burning by my bed for you here now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of our two-part TCM series. You guys are listening to yet another upper intermediate lesson here on Open Language today. My name is Spencer.
And my name is Adam.
Adam, we are with Andy again today.
Yeah, and what a journey it has been. Mm. The last time we saw Andy, he was a little skeptical.
Yeah, and he had a pain in his back.
He did have a pain in his back, and he did not really want to listen to his friend who suggested that instead of, you know, going the Western medicine route, that he should try TCM.
Yeah, he should go east.
He should go east.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, he did listen to Tori, and we are going to find out about his experience with TCM today. So let's go ahead and have a listen.
All right.
Wow, you've certainly got a spring in your step these days, Andy.
I owe you an apology, Tori. I was way off about TCM. Now I feel like a million bucks.
What did the doctor do?
Well, first she really helped me to understand the concept of yin and yang. I just always thought that was something you got a tattoo of when you were in college.
Sure, both TCM and Taoism have harmony and balance at their core. So what kind of regimen did she put you on?
Well, she examined my diet. Then she got me started doing Tai Chi and Qigong.
That's amazing. Did she give you any herbal medicine?
She did, and it helped me get off the pain medication I was on before.
Have you noticed any other benefits?
Well, apart from feeling better overall, it really opened my eyes to the shortcomings of Western medicine.
I try not to judge, but it's hard to ignore the nasty side effects, not to mention the addiction.
It's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
True that.
All right, so Andy seems to be doing pretty well today. I believe he has a spring in his step.
Boing!
Yeah. So he has, we could also say, pep in his step.
Yeah, or just peppy.
Yeah, to have some energy.
Yeah, so if you have a spring in your step, a spring helps you kind of jump.
Yeah, right. Bounce.
Bounce. Boing, boing, boing.
Exactly.
So yeah, it just kind of means like you're happy and in a good mood,
yeah,
and also healthy, right?
Yeah, because you could think about it. If he has like a constant pain in his back, moving around is difficult, and then it's going to put him in a bad mood. I'm grumpy. My back hurts.
Yeah.
But today, hey, I feel great. I'm Andy, and I am living life to the fullest.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but he also feels like he owes Tori an apology.
Yeah, he says he was way off.
Way off.
Way off about TCM.
Okay, so this is just another way to say that you were really, really wrong.
Yeah, so wrong. Just like so completely wrong.
Yeah, so maybe there's lots of things I'm sure that I have prejudices about, or that I, you know, like, I believe, but that are wrong, right? So if I have some new information or new experiences that kind of challenge or overturn those beliefs, then I'm going to say, whoa, I was way off.
Yeah. You know, I was way off about that guy, Joe. You know, I thought he was a great guy when I met him, but wow, he turned out to be a horrible person.
Or it could be the other way around,
yeah,
right?
Wow, I was really way off about that guy, Joe. I thought he was a horrible person, but I got to know him a little bit. Wow, what a great guy.
Yeah, Joe, he's an enigma.
That guy, Joe. But yeah, so anyway, way off, like we said. It just means you're just really wrong about something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So... Well, he was way off, and he's happy about it, because now he feels like a million bucks.
Wow.
He'd probably feel even better if he had a million bucks.
Sure. Well, even a million bucks isn't so many bucks.
Hey, I'd like a million bucks.
Yeah. In any case, feeling like a million bucks just means feeling great.
Mm-hmm. Feeling awesome. Just, you know, everything is great. Okay, cool. So, she said, well, what did the doctor do?
Okay, so remember, guys, in part one, we used the term practitioner. Again, we kind of wanted to go with the flow of the story that, you know, before Chinese medicine, I don't know about that. But now, since we have kind of been through the journey, and we are on the other side, and we are now believers in the Chinese medicine.
We are believers.
We will use the term doctor.
Yeah. And really quickly, now we were talking about practitioner again. I just thought of this. a lawyer can be a law practitioner, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, like you said before, I mean, like,
so you can practice law.
You practice law. Yeah.
So there's certain things, guys. Either way, but today we are talking about our TCM practitioner as a doctor, because they are legit.
So what did this doctor, this person, help Andy to see or help Andy to do?
Well, in addition to making his back feel better, she really helped him understand the concept of yin and yang.
Okay, so this is the American pronunciation of yin and yang. Is going to be yin yang, right? Yin and yang.
Yin yang.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry guys, whenever you go to America or Canada, you're probably going to hear some Westerners like us really butcher that term.
Well, in Canada it's going to be a little different because it's going to be yin yang, eh?
Yeah. But yin and yang. Yeah, that's how people say it in the West.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Either way, so he has a better understanding of that concept now. And Tori says, you know, sure, both TCM and Taoism. Now here we have another term. So really, Tao Jiao.
Right.
Yeah, Taoism. Have harmony and balance at their core.
This used to confuse the heck out of me when I was a kid.
Why is that?
Well, because I knew that there was such a thing, as you just said, that Taoism, and then I knew there was a thing called Taoism.
It's like, okay, are these different things?
Right, are different things? Are they the same things?
They're the same thing.
And then I also knew that there was a kind of beer called Tsing Tao. and I knew there was a place in China called Qingdao, but yeah, this always really confused me, the D's and the T's.
Mm. Yeah, so guys, there's a number of things that basically when translated into English, they end up using a T instead of a D.
It's a really old way, right? Old style.
Yeah, it's prior to pinyin,
basically,
right. Before pinyin. Probably has something to do with those Cantonese.
Mm.
Anyway, so Taoism, and we have harmony and balance at their core.
Okay, these are three amazing concepts right in a row.
Mm.
So harmony...
Well, hush, yeah.
Could be, right? Could be, or it could be in a song, too, right?
Okay, yeah. No. Wow, we have no harmony.
I was pretty good, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't practice that, and that was not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about balance?
Balance is, ping pong. I'm trying to think of how do we explain this?
Well, we mentioned last time about something being out of whack.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? So it's this kind of out of balance or out of proportion. There's too much of one thing, not enough of another thing.
Mm, that's right. That's right. So balance at their what?
At their core.
核心.
Okay. So right there in the center.
Yeah.
The most important part.
Yeah. Basically, you need a core for something to exist, right?
Sure.
You need the center.
Absolutely.
So you need, here we have harmony and balance at their core. So without harmony and balance, I guess you wouldn't have Taoism.
Right. So just this phrase, at something's core, I mean, you'd think about like Western cooking, French cooking.
Mm.
What it has at its core is butter.
Yeah, a lot of butter.
More
butter, more better.
More butter, more better.
Okay. So what kind of regiment did the doctor put Andy on?
Probably said no butter. No butter.
Okay, so regiment. So it's kind of like a program?
It's like a program. It's got the word, like when you see R-E-G at the beginning of...
Regular,
right? It's got this idea of regulate, like control.
To be regulated.
To be ruled. Mm-hmm. So a regiment is basically just, like you said, a program or a strict... set of instructions that you have to follow.
Exactly.
A doctor will give you a regiment.
Mm-hmm. A doctor can give you a regiment, or maybe like a personal trainer. You can have an exercise regiment.
Sure. Or a diet regiment.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I also think about like the military,
yes.
The army. Mm. They have a regiment. They are very regimented.
Yes.
They wake up early in the morning and clean the toilet with a toothbrush.
And then march for 20 hours.
Yeah.
Left, right, left.
Exactly. Very regimented soldiers.
Mm.
Okay, cool. So moving along again once more. We have put you on.
Put you on. Okay, so this will go with the phrase regiment. Mm-hmm. Doctor will always put you on something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now this is a good thing to know. So you can put somebody on medication.
Yes.
But you can't put them on medicine.
Right. We do see both of those words in this dialogue. Yeah, you do put someone on medication, you mm-hmm. put someone on a diet, mm-hmm. put someone on a regiment. Mm-hmm. With medicine, it's just kind of like prescribe medicine or give medicine.
Okay, so to prescribe medicine or give medicine. Now, when you're put on medication, you can take medication or take medicine.
Yes.
But you can't be put on medicine.
You're never put on medicine.
Okay, right? Cool.
So it's kind of, it might be a little bit complicated, guys, but just remember, you will never say on medicine.
Mm-hmm. And we have another term that talks about when you're no longer on something, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so she examined his diet. She got him doing Tai Chi and Qigong.
Wow.
Okay, all for that back, huh? To which Tori says, well, that's amazing, and then asked, did she give you any herbal medicine?
Right, speaking of medicine. Mm-hmm. So this, of course, is going to be medicine made of?
Herbs.
Herb.
Yeah.
Not a guy named Herb.
No, but medicine made by herbs.
Right, like grass,
mm-hmm.
plants.
Yeah, basically, like all kinds of different
plants. All kinds of stuff, too, but I mean, like all bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but guys, so you can also like cook with herbs, certain types of herbs. You know, a lot of Italian cooking, you know, you put herbs on your pizza
sure.
or in your pasta sauce.
Sure.
Stuff like that. But yeah, so herbal medicine. So Andy said, yes, she did, and he said it helped him get off the pain medication he was on before.
Okay, so we are talking about, you know, putting someone on medication.
Mm-hmm. And then you can get off.
Well, a doctor can take you off, but it's hard to take yourself off medication. We don't really say that.
You could say, I'm taking myself off this medication.
Right, but generally speaking, a doctor is going to put you on, and the doctor is going to take you off, or try to take you off.
Mm-hmm.
When you get off medication, it could be either way. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe you just ran out of pills, so you don't have any other choice.
Oh, he's off his meds again.
He's off his meds, yeah.
Look out.
But generally speaking, like, this could be a conscious choice to stop taking medication, because a lot of medication, it has shortcomings.
Yeah, it does. So here he was talking about pain medication.
So that's the point, is that his back really hurts.
Yeah, but you don't want to always take pain medication, because it's going to cause some other problems for you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of funny about this story, this journey of Andy, because while he was on this journey, he really opened his eyes to the shortcomings of Western medicine.
Right, so opened his eyes, meaning he's no longer blind, he can see.
He can see, he realizes something, he finally understands.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and he understands these shortcomings.
Mm.
And shortcomings are basically bad side of
the negative aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because obviously, if your back hurts, Western medicine will give you a pill to take, and your back won't hurt for a little while.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily fix
it
the problem.
It doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, in the previous lesson, we were talking about root problems.
Yes.
So it might alleviate the pain, but it doesn't fix the root problem. And that's where Western medicine is lacking has shortcomings.
Now, what's really funny is the difference between America and Canada. Well, there are a few, but in Canada, you are not allowed to have commercials for medication.
Yeah, lucky you guys.
Because it's so funny because, you know, it's always like a sunny day and families are running around, everyone's smiling. And then very quickly, a voice will come on and talk about the side effects.
Yeah.
Side effects may include
Depression,
headaches, diarrhea,
high blood pressure,
death,
suicidal thoughts.
So all of these side effects, you know, the things that kind of like unintended consequences.
Yeah, 副作用.
They're all really nasty.
Yeah, really bad.
Yes.
Bad, horrible. We've talked about nasty before in some other lessons.
It's a word that just comes up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, he's nasty. Don't talk to him.
Yeah. So here we say nasty side effects. And then he says not to mention addiction. Addiction is actually a really nasty side effect.
It's probably the
nastiest side effect.
Right, right, right. It's one, though, on those commercials they generally don't say.
Yeah,
like,
they should.
They will say headache, diarrhea, blah, blah, blah. But they won't say, you are going to be addicted to this pill. And your doctor is going to stop prescribing it.
And you're
going to
still want it.
And you're going to still want it. Exactly.
Yeah, so addiction, guys. You can be addicted to cigarettes. You can be addicted to alcohol.
Right, coffee.
Painkillers.
Yeah, I mean, you can be addicted to anything.
Yeah, really. Kind of depends on the person. Either way, though, Andy says, you know, it's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay, so basically this whole journey is kind of wrapped up with Andy saying a phrase that really could have been said in the last lesson.
And that is?
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a new one for me there, Adam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? You never seen a $100 bill?
No.
I guess not. Yeah. This is something that was said by American, well, just all around great guy, genius, diplomat, inventor, Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
And of course, it means that, you know, if you can prevent something, which, of course, Chinese medicine is all about balance and preventing bad things from happening.
Exactly.
It's so much more valuable than trying to cure it with a pill later.
Yeah, don't wait for the problem to happen to, you know, like, address it. Just try and prevent the problems altogether.
You said it.
Yeah, I gotta have a nice holistic approach.
True that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
All right.
Wow, you've certainly got a spring in your step these days, Andy.
I owe you an apology, Tori. I was way off about TCM. Now I feel like $1 million.
What did the doctor do?
Well, first she really helped me to understand the concept of yin and yang. I just always thought that was something you got a tattoo of when you were in college.
Sure, both TCM and Taoism have harmony and balance at their core. So what kind of regimen did she put you on?
Well, she examined my diet. Then she got me started doing Tai Chi and Qigong.
That's amazing. Did she give you any herbal medicine?
She did, and it helped me get off the pain medication I was on before.
Have you noticed any other benefits?
Well, apart from feeling better overall, it really opened my eyes to the shortcomings of Western medicine.
I try not to judge, but it's hard to ignore the nasty side effects, not to mention the addiction.
It's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
True that.
All right, so we are back, and before we get out of here, what have your experiences with Eastern medicine been?
I gotta say, man, I don't. I don't actually have. I'm pretty lucky, and knock on wood here. I don't think this table's wood, but I've been pretty lucky in that I don't get sick very often. I generally consider myself to be pretty healthy. My dad, though, he used acupuncture on his knee.
And
he at first was very, very skeptical. He was not really into that at all. But he, like Andy, kind of went through this journey of discovery and of understanding. But then he stopped doing it, and now his knee hurts again all the time. So I don't know. Maybe we can do part three when Andy kind of goes back.
Do part three, and we'll interview your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, either way, you know, whether you're going east or west, maybe like with, you know, everything, you need a little bit of balance. So maybe 中西医结合还是最好的. Maybe we still need a little mix of both.
I think so.
You know, east and west.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, hope you enjoyed today's lesson as always. And leave us your comments. What do you think about TCM? And what do you think about Western medicine? Would love to hear. And we will see you next time.
All right. Bye, guys.